I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. There were more clashes in Lebanon today. The fighting took place in the city of Tripoli. Supporters of the Western-backed Lebanese government battled opposition forces, which are led by Hezbollah. Last night, there was heavy fighting in the mountains southeast of Beirut. Today, Lebanese army troops took up positions there. More than 50 people have been killed in Lebanon in the past week. It's the country's worst sectarian violence since the civil war ended. That was in 1990. We begin our coverage with this report from Ben Gilbert in Beirut.
Young men carry over their heads a casket that contains the body of 17-year-old Sunni Muslim Ziad Galiani. Neighbors say Shiite gunmen from Hezbollah shot Ziad two blocks from his home on Friday morning. Yesterday, Ziad's mother and other women wept and bid his casket goodbye from their balcony. Ziad's cousin, Mohammed, stands in front of the mosque where Ziad's body was taken for mourning. Mohammed says Hezbollah and its allies threatened the mourners with violence if they set off fireworks.
They told us if you're going to make one firework, you know, we're going to shoot all the building down. This is why we're so angry, you know, we can't do nothing.
Hezbollah took over this neighborhood and the rest of western Beirut on Friday. It was a show of force in the latest chapter of a political deadlock that's in its 18th month. It centers on Hezbollah's weapons. The pro-government coalition wants to merge Hezbollah into the Lebanese army, but Hezbollah says it needs to keep its weapons as a deterrent against Israeli aggression. The confrontation has become a proxy war between the U.S.-backed government and Iranian and Syrian-backed Hezbollah. The deadlock has left Lebanon without a president, the parliament hasn't met in months, and the army is the only institution still functioning. But it didn't do much in the middle of the fighting that took Ziad Galiani's life for fear of being dragged into the Sunni-Shiite violence. The sectarian tension surfaced at Ziad's funeral. A Sunni woman screamed at a Shiite woman that it was her people's fault that Ziad was dead. The Sunni woman said, "Your people are killing our young men." The Shiite woman, in tears, screamed back, "Why are you blaming me?" The sectarian hatred hasn't tainted all relationships, though. Other Shiites at the funeral were friends with Ziad. His cousin, Mohammed, says the young Sunnis in the neighborhood didn't want to fight Shiites. They were simply protecting their street. But he's angry that the army didn't protect the Sunnis from Hezbollah and its allies.
The army came. We depended on the army that the army is defending us. After 10 minutes, they left and let them do what they do.
Mohammed says Hezbollah brought Iranians into Beirut, and he's outraged that Hezbollah was on his street and in his family's apartment building. He says the Israeli soldiers who invaded Lebanon in 1982 were better than the Hezbollah-allied gunmen who came on Friday.
My father told me when Israel came here, they came to our bakery here to take bread. They didn't accept to take it only to pay for it, and they were more gentle than this.
Mohammed says the government must catch the people responsible for his cousin's death. He warns that otherwise, his family and friends will take revenge. Last night, Hezbollah took the fight to the pro-government stronghold of the Druze areas of Mount Lebanon. 32 people were reported killed. Today, the area was calm as Druze leader and government loyalist Walid Jumblatt allowed the army to take control of his party's weapons and offices. But that means Hezbollah has now defeated two of the largest pro-government parties and shown that it can take over large swaths of the country. Rami Khoury of the American University of Beirut says the power dynamic has shifted to Hezbollah, and negotiation is the only way to avoid another civil war.
I think there can be no other solution other than the complete destruction of Lebanon. We're really now at a either-or junction in the road.
For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert